1025, The Bone. Real Raw Radio. WHPT, Sarasota, Tampa, St. Pete. And 107.3 WXGL HD2 St. Pete. Live from the WeatherTight Windows Studio. And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
The Bone. It is the Mike Calta Show. 9:12 on Friday morning. It is Galvin Spanish, Carmen, GL, Papap, all here live in studio in St. Petersburg. Mike out for the day on a cruise. Monday, you're going to have Dizzy and Ian filling in, and then we'll be back live Tuesday with all of us. Stephanie, who called in and said she still listens to us up in Savannah, had a couple posts on Twitter. She said, showed the picture of the billboard that she said somebody put up billboards of Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Just Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. Doesn't really have any dialogue or anything like that all over the place. And then she also put up another post where she said she heard what I said after the call, and Gio's not entirely wrong. And then she put a picture of her boobies.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, it's got
like
she's
bear
got
boobies?
A shirt. No, she's got her shirt
okay.
on.
Oh, that's okay.
Listen, what? Stephanie, you want to put up a bear one? Go ahead.
Yeah. It's good to know.
Or you can just DM it. Whatever.
Gio's giant can intuition is still on point after all these years. Good for you, Gio.
Still got it, Gio. Thank you.
To practice up.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But she said she's happy. She can still listen through the app. We're happy too. Thank you, Stephanie. And then Stacy weighing in on Instagram. She direct messaged me. She said, "Hey, I can't get through. The phone lines are busy." She goes talking about the murderers. We were talking about how many murderers have you met. We had India who called in and said that the guy across the street from her got arrested for murder, and he was on her back porch, and she thought he was a psycho and everything. Turns out he was. She said, when my husband and I first got married, the man across the street had killed his wife.
Oh.
At our second house, one of the kids across the street killed his father.
What?
So when we bought our third house, we met the neighbors. We went inside and said, well, it was nice knowing you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're just unlucky.
Yeah, dude.
That's wild.
Maybe it's you.
Yeah, that is wild. Do you have any neighbors growing up where you're like, that guy's probably a killer?
Yeah, there was this one kid named Nico. He was foreign. He was like Eastern European.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke with a little bit of an accent. But he had, I don't know, I can't remember if it was his aunt or his grandmother that would watch him all day. And this is when like backyard wrestling was real big. So it would be like a bunch of us would get together and do just dumb stuff. And she would come out and just yell at us and throw ice at us and was like super Eastern European mean. I always imagined she had murdered tons of people in her life. Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah. Well, probably kids.
We had a guy who lived behind us, like behind kind of catty corner, and Mr. Neiman, and he was weird. He didn't have any kids or anything like that. And he seemed like he was like a lonely, weird alcoholic guy.
Man, yeah.
And he had a dog that he kept in like a fenced in area. And it was a small fenced in. It was like 8x10 maybe. And that dog would just bark all day long. And I even as a kid, I was like, your dog hates you.
Yeah.
Your dog hates you. I'll walk your dog, like something, whatever. But I felt like he was like secret murderer kind of guy.
I said it earlier and I mean it. If you are good at listening to your intuition, your intuition will tell you 100% what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. Whenever you get freaked out by somebody, you're skeeved out, you're like, something's going on.
Something is wrong with this situation.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm sure that there was people. I'm trying to think if there was anybody that wound up actually getting arrested for murder that we knew.
Mm-mm. Not from my childhood, anyways.
Yeah,
I can't think of any murderers that I knew of. No.
You got a pretty good one, though. You got that kid that ended up getting caught with, like, kiddie porn.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a friend of mine.
That's once-in-a-lifetime thing. Yeah. Like,
Really?
Like a good friend of mine at the time. Yeah. And I never would have thought in a million years that he would have been busted for that.
Wow. Right? Yeah, the odds of that.
He went to prison and everything for, like, I think 7-8 years.
Oh, I do know somebody. When you said prison, that just made it triggered it. Yeah. So there was a guy that worked for us at the nightclub, And there was a girl that came in who was married, and I guess they started messing around, and this dumb doorman tried to kill her husband with a package bomb, and he wrote a letter to her or something, whatever, and it was secret admirer, and that was spelled wrong and all this. Anyways, the guy wound up getting busted because he had fingerprints all over the bomb. The bomb didn't go off. The guy didn't get killed, but attempted murder type thing, whatever, and he was in prison, and he was 26, 27 years old, had a heart attack and died in prison. Yeah. But tried to kill. Yeah. Mm. Tried to kill somebody. And he was in the military. He was in the Air Force. Got out of the Air Force. And yeah, it was wild.
Man, I can't imagine going to prison at 26.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
But I imagine being in the nightclub business, you probably have rubbed shoulders with a lot more
murderers. Oh, I'm sure.
Than anyone else.
I mean, but I'm just trying ones that I'm actually aware of, you know, trying to think of. Let's go to the phone line. Steven, you're on the Mike Kelton Show. What's happening, Steven?
Good morning. Great show today, you guys.
Thanks.
So back in the 90s, I was a disc jockey in the adult entertainment business here in Tampa.
Yeah.
And we all used to go out to breakfast in the morning times. And so this girl shared a story with us, and she said, would you like to know about my time meeting Ted Bundy? And we're like, what?
Oof.
And we're like, yeah, of course. So now this is, mind you, she was older, probably in her late 30s, early 40s. So she was an older girl dancing. So she says to us, she said she was working at the Mons Venus, and this guy came in, super nice, really polite, very good looking, and said, hey, would you like to go to breakfast? And she's like, no, I don't meet with customers. He said, okay, no problem. So the girl next to her is like, I'm starving. Let's go over next door and have breakfast, which is where the Waffle House was. They found that girl 2 days later, dumpster. And they could never tie him to her. But she said that guy, when he got caught, she's like, oh, my God, that's the guy that was with whatever her name was. And he would never admit to it. They could never tie him to it. But she said that was him. I met him. I looked him in the face. And she said,
wow.
I was.
Wow. Oh, that's
so
wild.
And later on down the road, one of my old manager ended up going to jail for murder, and then one of our bouncers went to jail for murder as well, too.
Joe, you're right. No, you're right.
Were you spinning at the Mons Venus? Or was it?
No.
That was Jukebox,
so
right?
No, Joe, actually, you and I used to work together a long time ago. I used to be the DJ on the Empress Cruise Lines.
Okay.
Back when you went in Hamilton. I was at the Odyssey across the street.
Hey, was
but
that...
I know you going way back.
Did she hang out with Hamill for a little bit?
No. Her name was Chase, is what she went by.
Okay.
But she was a funny story. I work in the financial industry now, but my wife and I were going to New York, and my wife has never been around the business, doesn't have anything to do with it. And we were going to New York to meet her father. And I see this girl on the plane. You could hear her voice. You know, it's not that girl, but it's a different girl. And she's walking down the aisle, and she says, I could hear her. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I pull my hat down, and I turn sideways and look at my wife. She's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you being so weird? And I'm like, just nothing. Don't worry about it. So you see the girl walk by, and out of my peripheral, she disappears. And then I see the seat, like, pop down a little bit. And so I'm facing my wife, and she goes, what's wrong with you? Why are you being so weird? And I said, nothing. Don't worry about it. She goes, oh, my God, I know you. You used to be the DJ as a 2001. And my wife's like, what's that? What's that? She's
funny.
Like, tell me stories. And this girl's just going on and on. So, but
you were like, where's show, Ted Bundy now when I need him?
Really? You should have gone to breakfast with that guy. Great time. And I had a good time with Joe. Joe was a great guy to work with.
Thank you.
Big fat lie.
Now we know he's just a liar.
All right.
Let's go to another Steve. Steve, you're on the Mike Kelton Show. What's happening?
Hey, Galvin. Just want to let you guys know, really enjoy your program. You guys do a great job, even though Mike's not there.
Thanks, buddy.
I wanted to let you know, my parents used to live way down in rural Ruskin, almost into Bradenton.
Yeah.
And they had a next-door neighbor. And he was single. His parents had died, had his own money, but he had some real weird tendencies. Nothing that involved us, but you would see like fits of anger. And my dad would just tell him, hey, you're not breaking my pool cues, you know, if you want to slam them in the ground and that kind of. Well, anyway, long story short, He lost his job because he threatened to drop a big old roll of paper onto the boss man, so they fired him. Well, he had a way of doing things so that it was a routine every day. Nothing ever changed. Well, my parents came out and noticed that something was different, so they called the police. The police could not get in his house because he was extremely paranoid about people breaking in, so he had made custom rods and this, wound up hanging himself inside his house next door to my parents. The police wouldn't break in. They told him they couldn't break in. They had to call a locksmith. The locksmith came out, could not get in. They had to bust the door down. They found him in there hanging, so the cops came. They did the investigation, left. Well, after they left, my parents went back into his house, and he had a literal working guillotine in the closet right next to where he hung himself. And they don't think that he could get it working because he put it on one of those timers, and that's the reason he hung himself.
Because the guillotine malfunctioned?
Jeez.
No, he was one of those guys that could work on anything. He could work on motorcycles, small engines, but the simple things, like he'd take a lock out of the door and couldn't get it back together. So he'd take it out to the press in the shop and just destroy the thing because he couldn't get it back together. But the timer, you know, like the timer you put your lights on when you leave the house,
right?
They think he couldn't get it set. And because he couldn't get it set, that's the reason that he hung himself, not use the guillotine. And it was a homemade guillotine.
Right.
I mean, it was it was unbelievable. My dad took it out in the yard and then activated it, and he had a big, huge piece of plate steel with
it's too much.
Yeah, well, it's great for Halloween though.
Yeah, but it's also not a murder. It's a guy that just hung himself. Yeah. Like I was
and
waiting for him to
guillotine.
Say. Yeah, I was waiting for him to say he had a guillotine in the closet, and there was a bunch of little kids heads in there or something. You know, like wild. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, spice
he just
it up,
had a
my
loser
guy.
That hung himself.
We got to punch that story up.
Yeah. Tighten it up, too. Tighten it up. Too long of a story.
I got to tell you, guillotine, you're sending a message. You're like, not only am I going to do it, I'm going to unalive myself, but boy, oh boy, I'm going to make it a show, baby.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
I don't like it at all. All right, I think we're done talking about murders and hanging and doing all that.
Do you know a murderer? Everybody. Call now.
That's wild. Interesting stuff, though. Spanish is going to be out and about. Where are you going to be this weekend, Spanish?
That's right.
Two different places, right?
Tonight, I am going to be at Sea Dog Brewing Company in Treasure Island from 6 to 8 p.m. for the document party. So if you're going on the cruise and you want to pick up your stuff, come on by. We got a bunch of swag for you and your documentation. And then tomorrow.
And you don't have to be going on the cruise. You can just stop by and hang out, have
get
a beer.
Get a hug, have a beer.
Do all that stuff.
And then tomorrow from 11 to 2 p.m., I'm going to be at the Brandon Hyundai. At that's off Adamo Drive. And I'll be there giving away a TV. You can win a 55-inch flat screen TV with a bunch of other tickets and stuff like that. So come on
Are
out.
Are you sure it's flat screen?
I'm pretty sure the paper just says TV.
No,
but
two.
I'm adding there's the flat definitely.
Also color, right?
Yeah,
and then Carmen going to be on the other side of town. You're going to be in St. Pete?
Yes, I'm going to be in on St. Pete Beach at Coconut Charlie's Beach Bar and Grill with Corona, where we're going to be giving away $500 in cash at the remote that day. You're going to leave with it. And then you can also sign up to win a trip for four to Las Vegas.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like
and
it.
And if you want to take me, I will go.
Oh, how about that?
Yes.
That'd be interesting. All right. Well, there you go. You get to see Spanish and Carmen. They're going to be out and about, and you can win a whole bunch of good stuff. We're going to take a break. This is the Mike Kelta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Kelta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury